I'm Elizabeth Reese.
I'm Marjorie Punnett.
And this is The Nest, our little mini episodes of Best to the Nest, all about the delightful and delicious and wonderful things that make our homes just where we want to be. So this week on the Best to the Nest, we were talking about social media, kind of setting up some boundaries and navigating putting your kids out there, putting yourself out there. And I really think setting the boundaries properly for what you're allowing into your nest, Marjorie.
Absolutely.
Making sure that the people that are following you feel good about and are bringing positivity into your nest and the people that you're following.
Yeah, I often say in my house, I like to look at pretty things.
Yeah.
I like things that if I'm going to allow something in terms of media, social media, whatever, it's got to enhance my life. It can't take away from it. I've got enough stress in my life. I don't need other things to do that. I don't need other personalities to do that. So a couple of people that I'm following on Instagram, which I am loving, and it's really because of you that I'm on Instagram.
Yay!
Because you're like, you know, I'm kind of living in Instagram. I'm not so much living in Twitter anymore. So I've started following a couple of great people on Instagram. Real quickly, I'm not alone in this, but I don't know if you're really hooked into what Reese Witherspoon is doing these days. With Hello Sunshine.
Yes, she's a joy.
Yeah, she's just fun. She's got all sorts of stuff going on. She's got a book club that's going on. She's got Draper & James, which is her clothing line. But talk about positivity. Oh, my God. I just look at her and she makes me happy. So I'm following her. Like I said, these are the big ones. Jennifer Garner.
Yeah, she's a fabulous follow on Instagram. She's cooking all the time.
What a goofball.
I know. She's a riot.
She's just silly. And as stupid as this sounds, but I would want to be her friend.
I know, me too. I say this all the time.
She's just, like, she'll do these little cooking segments at Elizabeth, and she'll do, like, funny voices while she's doing it. She's really self-deprecating.
She never has makeup on. Her hair's wet half the time.
Yeah, just love her. She'll make you smile. So these are the kind of people that I want to follow on Instagram. People that I can, you know, if I'm bored and I'm going to look, I walk away feeling better for having looked into their lives for a moment. And then the one that I don't know is so popular yet here in the States. She's only got about 500,000 followers, is a woman named Trini Woodall.
Ooh, who's that?
Do you know, she's a British BBC personality, and she has a company called Trini London, which she does makeup and things like that. She's about 55, but her energy is absolutely infectious. And she does you'll appreciate this, because she does a makeover show on Insta Stories.
I just followed her.
Yeah, she does them on Insta Stories, and of course she has a YouTube channel. And they're so dear, because I know you guys do makeovers on Twin Cities Live.
Yeah, we love it.
Watch her makeovers. They're so dear, because she's really sort of catering to sort of an older crowd. And so you get these women who have been, like, super frumpy, and they just want a little of Trini's energy.
This is great.
Yeah, she's fabulous, Elizabeth. You will love her. But it's so funny, because she's closer to my age, I walk around the house and I'm like, Trini's my friend now. Trini's my friend. And then the other day, I was looking at Instagram at, like, midnight, and it popped up, and it said, Trini's going to go live. And that was the weirdest feeling ever, of watching someone on my phone live from London. And it was just so much fun. And she was on her way to Italy, and she was in the cab, and she was just talking to all of us. And there were, like, 269 of us watching her as she was going to, you know, catch a flight.
Oh, my gosh. So good.
Super fun. Super fun. But I can't wait to hear, once you see more of her stuff, and go watch her makeover shows. Mm-hmm. Her makeover shows, I think you'll really enjoy them.
Okay, Trini Woodall. I already followed. That's fabulous.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a few that I really like. Okay, I've got three for you.
Okay.
One is a celebrity, and one is a clothing brand, and one is a blogger.
Good.
Okay, so I've got a little diverse look here. So Chrissy Teigen, I think, is the best follow on Twitter. She is so worth following on Twitter. She's so funny. She posted the other day that she doesn't understand why the chicken breast is so celebrated, because it's the worst part of the chicken. And then she, like, went on and on about how the chicken thigh is far superior to the chicken breast. She's just a riot.
Oh, good.
And she's very funny. She and John Legend are very teasy, like you and Ian. So I think that you would like their relationship. They're really funny. Chrissy Teigen is number one great follow. Okay, then I also want you to follow Ever Eve Official. Okay.
Oh.
So Ever Eve is a Minnesota-based clothing boutique. They have like 90 locations. I mean, they're all over the place.
It's brick and mortar?
It's brick and mortar. Yeah.
Okay.
So you can go to their stores, and then you can also go online in order to. But Ever Eve Official is their Instagram account, and they do a lot of my clothes for Twin Cities Live, and I've gotten to know a lot of the girls there, and I just love love it there. But what I love about their Instagram feed is that for someone like me who is not naturally inclined to put outfits together, I just like, I care about what I'm making for dinner. I am not thinking about what I'm wearing.
What you're wearing.
I want my clothes to just like happen, which is why I have a lot of help. But like a lot of help. But with EverEve, they've got Ashley is one of the girls that works there at corporate, and then Heidi is another one, and they do these really fun little like Instagram shows. So Heidi does one called 3 days, 3 ways. And so it's outfits of like how to outfit yourself for 3 days. So really fun for if you're traveling.
Yes.
And then Ashley will do features on new arrivals and different ways to wear things. And there's a lot of conversation about like, here's why this works for this body, and here's how you can wear it multiple ways. And it's seriously like I watch these videos on their Insta stories and I'm like, oh, and I'm thinking about my closet and I'm like, wait, I have a jacket similar to that, or I bought that top from EverEve. Here's how I can wear it multiple ways.
I am
and these
loving
girls
that
are like
trend.
They're real, they're awesome, they're funny. I mean, Ashley will be like, okay, I'm having a like I've got a major zit, I've got a breakout situation, or like, here's what happened. It was St. Patrick's Day and I drank all the beer and so here I am. You know, they're just really wonderful women showing how to make clothes easier for you and more fun and being able to connect with other women about it. So
a way to have your own stylist.
I like
that.
That
works.
That's totally what it is. Yes.
Yeah, that totally works.
And then finally, I think you should follow Yes and Yes blog.
Okay, I don't
on
know this
Instagram.
Blog.
Okay, so Sarah Von Bargen is the woman behind this blog. I followed her for a long time, and then we just had her on Twin Cities Live last week. She writes about how to have how to take control of your money without losing the joy.
Ooh.
So what's really inspiring about her that I love so much is she does this no grocery challenge, and she encourages people to not buy groceries for one week a month if you can swing it. And what it'll do is it'll save you tons of money and also save you from wasting a ton of stuff. And she posts,
you gotta go to the cupboard.
It's so good. So she'll post pictures of like these random things that she has in her fridge and then what she makes out of it. And it's really inspiring. And this is what I look to Instagram for inspiration. And so I find it through this because I'm thinking, wait, I don't need to go to the store today. I can push it 2 more days and use the stuff that I already have, or use up those little bits of things and make something out of it. And I find that it has made me much more creative and more thoughtful. So her main focus is finance and helping you, you know, spend money wisely in a joyful way.
That's good.
But she has all of these little like tidbits that make me really happy. So Yes and Yes blog, you should follow. Okay, if you're enjoying this podcast, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And we would love it if you'd share it with a friend too. And you can even give us a review on iTunes.
We would love that. Mm-hmm. We would love that. And please reach out to us at any time. You can find us on Instagram at Best to the Nest. And of course, we're both on Twitter and Facebook as well. Elizabeth, you're late for a meeting.
I know. I'm so late. Hashtag story of my life.
There you go.
See you later.
Bye.